I am who I am because of where I come from. And there's like so many cultural aspects and traditional aspects that not only just like Native Americans in general, like Pueblos and Hopi and like those people around the Four Corners area can relate to, but like I want them to just remember each and every one of those people have it. Each and every indigenous person has it. Each and every person who has listened to their sacred stories, who had a kinofta, you know, their coming to age ceremony and stuff like that. Like they know it. They just have to trust in it.
Always creating opposition. So as you push down, you lift up, as you reach up, pull down, as you look up, the back of the neck stays long.
I have two great grandpas who are Navajo code talkers. And my grandpa was in the Vietnam War. And my grandma was in the boarding school scene. So they've all been through, I've just been generation after generation after generation of people trying to break us down, and it's not working. It hasn't worked. Like, that's just our mentality. And so to keep that is so important, and it's the only thing that's going to keep our traditions alive.
Takes on Nico Montano, and she is with us this morning. Come on out, Valentina. This is your grand entrance to GNT.
Hello, Jane. How are you?
Here. Air kisses. Okay. So, you know, watching you there, what you do takes incredible strength. What is your plan to beat her?
Use all my skills that I have. I've been training since 5 years old. So all my life I'm in martial arts. So I just do and be who I am and show everything perfect for me.
How you doing today?
Everything good.
Good. Would you mind if I got a picture with you real quick?
For sure.
Okay. You got it.
Thank you.
I don't know what day it is. I'm just counting down the hours till next get some salmon with him. McCarran Airport. Setting off with the team, going to UFC 228, Texas, fight week. It's a good week ahead. I want to be better every day. I don't want to get to a point where I think, oh, I'm at this level, you know, it's great, it's fun, but I want to really work hard. And I'm fighting one of the best welterweights ever. So that's what I'm doing this stuff for.
We're at my mom's house. My family usually do a prayer for me before I leave out. Right mindset, ready to roll.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, Father. We thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for the ability of our limbs, Father, and for the breath that you've breathed into our bodies on this day, Lord. We ask for strength.
Thank you, Father. Right
we ask now. For endurance, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We ask for obedience, Father.
Yes, Father.
We ask for steadfast, and we ask for a mindset unbelievable like never before, Lord. In Jesus' name we
Jesus
pray,
name.
Lord.
Focus like Flint, Father. We thank you in advance that your dominion, your power is already there in advance, Father, and we thank you that we will meet you there in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus. Amen. Amen.
All right.
Service to Dallas. At this time, I'd like to board our concierge team. If you want a
moment. I got to find myself some snacks with no sodium, no fiber, no carbs. So that when I start to water load and cut weight, my body's not going to be retaining water as much. But these are always helpful in camp because you can look, sodium 0 milligrams, and then you go fiber 3, which is barely anything. So besides this, Greek yogurt and eggs will be my diet for the week.
Have to manage my time. For me, like training, it's number one. It's more important, and so I will have to find time for make like complete and good training. I started with Taekwondo, and we start with my sister in martial arts because of our mom. She's a president of Kyrgyzstan Muay Thai Federation. She's third dan black belt of Taekwondo, and she is who put us into the world of martial arts.
Normally the fighters cut weight for us in here, so this is just our sauna for the fight team, so.
So how many rounds do you usually do?
I usually do 10 minutes, and then they'll go out for like a minute, and we'll bring them back in for another 10.
Today we had short trainings, that's why I need this place. Yesterday I was 128 after the training. We'll do the same, 10, 1 minute, 10.
Okay. Done.
So I bought this skirt, right, for media day, and they left that tag thing. And now I have to go back.
You didn't steal it, did you?
No, I have the receipt. I think our lift is here. Paul. Oh yeah, I think that's him.
We have like, what, 6 more minutes? Oh, it's a little cramped in here.
All this stuff.
Let's just say I forgot about the camera.
Okay, we made it to the mall. It was a tight ride, but we made it. Right now we're just having fun, just trying to, you know, keep my mind off the fight. And I don't really like to get my mind really engaged too much until like the actual fight. You know, I like to like have fun. I like to go out and tour the cities and stuff like that. remember the guy, the person in Chile when they offered the perfume? Yeah. And I told him, no, they got mad. Oh, the leather smells so good. I'm most focused when I'm training and when it's time to fight. But other than that, you know, I just kind of like relax and enjoy everything. Tatiana.
I'm Brian.
Nice to meet you. Thank you. Yeah, no. Oh God. You guys are hilarious.
Problem, so. 3 days. We're gonna see. He says supposed to be unbeatable. We're gonna see. 3 days. Man, when I got the call on Tuesday, I was excited. Nobody else would take it. Why not me? Try to jump everybody. If you're looking to be the best, you got to fight him one day anyway, so why not go ahead and skip in front of everybody? We'll see if he's the real deal. I mean, that dude's top 15, but they think he's unbeatable. They're making him out like he's the next champ, so if I can dethrone him, I mean, that just puts me up there to where he was. I mean, I can win. It definitely won't be easy. Like I said, the dude's a beast, but I feel like I am too, standing up. It's gonna be a tough one. It's gonna be one you want to put your money on, fight of the night for sure.
Yeah. Okay, no problem.
Они нормально.
Better?
Good. Жаль, что Яир получил травму. Многие люди ждали этот бой, но травм никто не застрахован. Сейчас обсуждать его нельзя, никого. Я надеюсь, Яир залечит свои травмы, и мы все-таки встретимся. Нужно заканчивать начатое.
After this, we'll have ceremonial weigh-ins. He has to meet down here at 4 o'clock.
Да, конечно. Тяжело позади. Сейчас осталось бой и домой. Очень рад, что скоро все закончится.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'll see you later.
See you. See you guys too.